Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hey, everybody. Happy Psychics Gone Wild Tuesday. I'm Linda Irwin, and I'm filling in for Jethro Smith today. And we have some wonderful people here with us. We have Jan, and we have Gary, and Peg will be joining us soon. But let's start off talking just briefly with Jan Drake Bakke, and she does animal totems and writes beautiful poetry. How are you, Jan?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks, Linda. Yeah. And so glad that you're here hosting for us today. It's wonderful.
Yep. And we're also going to be riding the tide from the other side with Gary Wimmer, who is a lithomancer and author. How are you today, Gary?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good, my dear, and thank you, and glad to be with both you beautiful, fine, smart, wise ladies, and Happy New Year to you.
Oh, thank you. Happy New Year. And Peg Jones will be joining us here in just a little bit, waiting for her to call in. But in the meantime, I just wanted to share with you all that our wonderful people have to offer. First of all, Jethro Smith can be found on www.psychicsgonewild.com, along with all of our other wonderful people in the Psychics Gone Wild family. You can reach Peg Jones, pegsangelicalwhispers.com. She is a certified angelic life coach, author of Living in the Heart Place with Your Angels, and also writes for several e-zines. She does classes online and the Healing Center in Beverly, Massachusetts on angel communication and understanding the connection with angels. Gary is a certified psychic intuitive, master of lithomancy and author, provides decades of amazing, accurate readings throughout the USA and Europe. By working with stones, which, by the way, is one of the oldest, most ancient arts of being able to tell and interpret what your life could bring you. It's a very reliable way. I've studied that myself. So, and he does wonderful things. So be sure to contact him at garywimmer.com/psychic. And Jan, who is an intuitive professional dancer, and has worked with us on other shows as well. She is an animal totem interpreter. The animals love her. They show themselves to her and reveal what information you need to know to get on with your journey. So, shall we begin with taking some callers? We'll start with area code 805. You are on Psychics Gone Wild.
Yes, hello. My name's Donna. How are you?
Hi, Donna. And
hi.
What can we do for you today?
Well, I wanted to know if someone was coming in for me, but most importantly, I want to know, I have a friend back east, and I haven't spoken to him. He sent me a New Year's card, and it's not like him not to talk to me in 3 weeks. And I've sent 2 cards, and I haven't heard a reply, so I don't know if he's mad at me or I don't know. I haven't really done anything wrong. You know, I called there a lot because he doesn't have an answering machine, so I figured maybe he'll pick up. So maybe that was annoying to him. I don't know. But will our relationship go back to how it was? I mean, that everything will be okay?
How about you, Gary? What are you getting on this?
Well, the first thing I'm getting is just from my common sense of being a guy and growing up with 6 brothers and being 66 and never having married, I'm the perfect example of male avoidance. So I'm just being honest with you. And that does fit into the category somewhat because you ladies are very complex. And men have a way of just kind of being, less intense about relationships, maybe. We kind of let things go over a little bit easier and so forth. And I think everything you mentioned, for some reason, all the little things you said about could it be, I was feeling like a little bit of all that's true. So I'm not going to put a ratio on what is what. That doesn't mean that relationship can't go forward, because the main thing that, the main thing we have to do sometimes is realize that it's like anything you're working on. Sometimes you just have to let go of it for it to come back. You know, you don't write a book in a, you don't write a book in a day. You write a, whatever, 5,500 words, whatever, and you go back the next day and you edit it. So what I feel is y'all probably have a better chance of reconnecting in the future than you do maybe right immediately. Give him some space.
Play
a little hard.
I'll do that.
And if you do
he's 90 years old. He's 90.
I'm 60.
I mean, it's just a father-daughter, you know, just a relationship because I've known him 30 years. He's on the East Coast.
Father.
I'm on the West Coast. Well, he's like a father to me. I mean, we've always been in contact for 30 years, and I went out there to visit him, and, yeah, we just have a, you know, we've had a very special relationship all these years, and now I don't know if what's bothering him.
I turned 66. It's sure a lot different from being 56, 46, 36, or 26. So when the age, the years do stack on, we just get a little bit spacier. I mean, I don't know how many, to be more honest with you, it happens. It's the biological process. So I think all those factors are coming into play. But I think it's just temporary. Be patient. Yeah, that's what I was feeling. Don't be afraid to press the button again at the right time, but be patient. It feels like there's just a lot of confusion, clutter, mixed messages, maybe not sure what he wants to say, but I don't think that's the major thing. So be patient. That's what I'm picking up.
Okay. All right. Super. Do you see someone coming in for me, Gary, a relationship? Because I've been alone for 6 years, and I would like to have a companion.
I think it's always possible. Of course, nothing's guaranteed, even that we're going to be here tomorrow. But it's always possible.
Yeah.
I feel the main thing we have to do to attract people is, first of all, see our own attractiveness in ourselves. If you don't see your own, what you have to give, what you're beautiful about, you're trying to sell a broken car. So see yourself as beautiful, enticing. Let all the stuff from the past that's made you question why things aren't working, put that out the window and start thinking of how you want things to unfold. Because I get a feeling just in the next couple, week and a half or 2 weeks, you're going to pick up a lot of more confidence in yourself and be more willing to, you know, take a chance, take a risk, get out there, be seen, be public. And don't take it like you're hitting on people. Just take it like you're greeting people. And that makes it light and friendly and allows other people to respond in a like manner without feeling any sort of pressure or anything.
Yeah.
So lighten up on yourself. See your beauty. And I'm just looking at some stones right now. I just kind of dropped for you. And they're saying that in the next week and a half to 2 weeks, you're going to really come into how you want this future to unfold for yourself, as opposed to seeing how it's been complex and confusing and frustrating. Shoot for the future. Be it the present. Let the past teach you how to shoot better, farther, wiser, more calm, more balanced, more collected. Because there are mates around that you can connect to. Turn your own love light on full blast, and that way everybody else can see it too.
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Yes, definitely. Super.
Well, Jan, are you getting any animals for Don?
I am.
Oh,
I sure am.
There.
Okay. The first one I saw was a polar bear, and it said basically to, set clear boundaries and don't compromise. Ask for what you want, and keep going on that creative project that you have in mind. Take some time out from your usual routines and spend time also for yourself, and be gentle with yourself, and show love for people who are close to you, which I'm sure you do, concerning him too. And so it also says that you're assertive and confident, and you have a strong presence, you're a powerful healer and spiritual. And so winter is definitely a period to honor your need for quiet, though, and solitude. But then you will get out eventually, too, like Gary said, and get going. You're very independent.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yes.
And you're independent, and you prefer to do things yourself, although, because you're a survivor, but you are also someone that, you know, needs to have physical and emotional companionship, like most of us do. And then I see also here the dog, and it says, keep your faith strong, so no matter what is going on in your life, everything is going to be okay. Remain determined and resolute in everything that you do. Show your love and appreciation to those who are closest to you. That said that in the polar bear too. And you're very loyal to your friends, work, and community, and you thrive when you're living and working in groups of people. And when someone needs something, you're often the quickest to respond. So that's basically what they're trying to tell you is just, you know, stay on your path and be nurturing to yourself, and the time will show itself. It will show yourself. Why? I can't say it. The time will come for you.
Yes. Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Well, keep up the positive there, Donna. It sounds like you've gotten some wonderful advice today.
Thank you. Yeah, very good. Thank you very much.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Okay, thanks so much. We're going to move on to the next one here. Hi, Kathleen. You're on with Jan, Gary, and Linda.
Hi, all. How you doing? And I don't come from down south. Hi, all.
Oh, okay. We're all doing good.
I'm glad you're all doing good. You know, I've asked so many psychics on this blog talk radio when I'm going to hear from Mr. Wonderful, alias Joe. And they all said, a week, 2 weeks. I want to know when I'm going to hear from this man. I'm so interested in him. And, you know, why he's not picking up the phone and calling me. Chuckle.
Well, it's easy to understand. It's easy to understand. If I may say something real quick.
Sure.
I grew up with six brothers, and I think I said that a minute ago. I have short-term memory, but if I didn't, I repeated it. And it's true. I didn't know anything about women. And the more I started learning about women, realizing how complex you are, the more I realize y'all always have – and it's not to your detriment. It's to your compliment. I mean, hell, if women ran the planet a little bit more, we probably wouldn't have so damn many wars, you know.
Yeah.
It's all male testosterone that's doing that. But because you ladies are complex and because you put a lot of emphasis on relationship, it's always such an important part of your life. And that's very good. It's very great. But you have to give yourself a little bit of break once in a while and realize, like a lady a couple weeks ago was asking me about her soulmate. And I said, if I gave you the phone number and address of the soulmate who you're supposed to meet, and you went out of your way and you went up and met that person and you went to his doorway and rang the bell, you'd probably be considered a stalker more than a potential soulmate, because it's a matter of timing. Things have to be right in timing. So be patient with yourself. Put your best foot forward. Believe what, you know, keep in your mind that it's going to happen. Don't put a date on it. There's not necessarily a date written on, because it's a matter of unpredictable chemistry in a lot of ways. But I do get the feeling that the more you, in fact, I'm seeing this in cards right now, I'm looking at some cards, the more you see yourself as in balance and in harmony and not desperate, not watching the clock, the more you see yourself just in love and a prize to be won, and those that don't see it are just kind of missing out. You know, it's all empowerment. See that from yourself, and that's the best way we can make the clock work in our favor, is by a positive attitude. Little subtleties about the way we think. You could be one number off from a lottery and not win it. You know, one street off from the right address and not win it. You know, 1 year off from meeting your soulmate, and you're a stalker instead of a soulmate. So be patient with yourself. Because I just feel right now that as you do this in the next couple of weeks, by the third and fourth week, I think you're going to really see yourself in a better position with love and with what you have to offer and with how you're breaking out of a pattern in the past that has you seeing yourself as waiting and kind of frustrated and maybe a little bit angry as opposed to empowered and bringing that person to you. Same situation. Different point of view. Go ahead.
Is this the same person we're talking about or anyone else coming in 3 weeks? You know what I'm saying?
What I feel like is as you go through this first week and a half or two and really evaluate yourself in such a positive light, even though you have done this, continue doing it, I'm not sure if it's the same person or not, to be honest with you. And
in
I'm
3 weeks?
I'm supposed to. Well, 3 to 4 weeks, I think you get a good feeling about love and men and communication and confidence and that sort of thing. And that starts a whole cycle of events off for you. It doesn't mean that you may not communicate tomorrow. It just means by the third or fourth week, things seem to be really worked out. This whole new area of confidence has come into you. And then you get a lot of this flexibility. And that flexibility helps you like break down the demands of a time schedule, you know, and work with the flow of time itself and the flow of consciousness and so forth. So, yeah, sometimes there's a date on it and it can change for one thing. There's an address on it and you miss it a street. So give yourself a break and be patient. And as you go through this processing next week or two or three, I feel like by the fourth and fifth week, you're going to come out with a completely different view
attitude of
it. Yeah, and that's going to help a lot, girl. Really is.
I'm looking forward to it. If I could just forget about him, that's a present enough for me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, put it on hold for a while. Whether it's a song or fixing a car, you got to take a break. Work on it for a while, then take a break. Keep
okay, honey.
Healthy. Hope that helps, my dear.
That's
what I was feeling. Good.
All right, thank you.
Jan, did you have an animal for her?
I do. I see the water for you, too, Kathleen. I don't know if you're around water, but I just see water.
I just got to tell you something. Right before I called in to this show, not that I have the money for it, I was looking at vacation places for a week on the waterfront. I don't know if that has anything to do with it or what.
I think it does.
Yeah.
It must, because as soon as I heard your voice, boom, I just saw this water. And this whole time that Gary's been talking, all I see is water. Water, water, water everywhere. And I see a deck, and I see dolphins, and I see...
Deck and dolphins? Dolphin.
Oh. I see that's your animal. I also see a bunch of kids on this deck. I don't know what that is. But,
I don't either.
You know. But anyway, that's interesting that you were looking at that. Maybe I picked up on that. You know, it's possible that I picked up that you were looking at that too. Also, sometimes I don't know. But I did. The dolphin showed up. And so it says, take a few minutes today to meditate while playing one of your favorite pieces of music. And listen to it and just be feel the communication from other people and from the natural world. Maybe you need to go into the natural world. Maybe it's a good idea to take a vacation near the water. Think more lovingly and positively toward that person you're having difficulty with. So in other words, whoever we may be having difficulty with, even if we don't have difficulty with them, it's always nice to send them pink energy or gold, you know, think in your mind's eye, sending loving energy towards that person because that they can feel it. It does go out to them and put in, you know, thoughts and prayers of what you want to tell that person, and they will feel it. And then it says smile more at others and notice how they smile back at you. Then it says try dolphin breathing.
What does that mean?
I was just going to say, taking three slow, deep breaths, time exhaling with an audible puh sound, and then observe how you feel. So I guess, you know, just let it out when you exhale.
When you can't hold it anymore.
What?
When you
either
can't
that
hold
or get
your
breath anymore,
that stuff and blow bubbles.
Oh, well, that, you know, I just really wonder if that has to do with, like I said, looking at summer rentals. Not that I can afford it. It was just something I had in my head that I'd like to do this summer.
Well, it very well could be because it was so strong, I mean, so vibrant looking at that water. It looked so good, and it was so blue and pretty, and it just stayed there. It didn't, you know, go away. It was there the whole time Gary was talking.
Right.
So I don't know. You know, it could be. That's kind
okay.
of exciting.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Kathleen.
Okay.
And we're going to go on to the next caller. Hi, Candy. You're on with Gary and Jan and Linda.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Candy.
Hello, Gary. How are you?
Oh, compared to 5 minutes of CNN, I, like a lot of people, count my blessings.
There you go. It's the only way to be. Well, thank you for taking my call. I'd like to have some insights and messages about what's on the horizon for my career and insights on, and part of that is my book that has been sent out to publishing houses a few months ago. So some insights if you can delve into that.
Okay, well, I'll do you what I call lithomancy reading. I used 16 stones, Sun through Pluto, and then 6 stones based on life, love, luck, commitment, paperwork and timing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm charging these up, my dear. And all you have to do is say drop, and I'll tell you what I'll see in general for the next couple months, which I'll certainly concentrate on. Publishing and career, is that what it was?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, whenever you say drop, I'll tell you in general what I'll see, and we'll include that in some other things, okay?
Okay, drop.
You're ready to go.
I'm ready to go.
You do. Yeah, you are, because the reason I'm saying that and you accentuated it is you've got the sunstone right at the top with Venus next to Mercury. So you've already done the right thing you can with submitting your work. You're about to move in this phase right now in the next week and a half to two where you're going to feel more fortunate about things. You're probably going to get some feedback and, you know, don't be very few people send one book to the first publisher or agent and get a promise. You know, it takes a lot of time and luck. And, you know, so many writers you hear say, well, I was turned down by 380 publishing companies. Well, hell, I gave up at 20. You know, I self-published, which is always a possibility, although you have to do the work yourself. But as you go through this first week and a half to two and start really seeing yourself in balance and giving yourself, like, the break for having done the best you can with already submitting work and how you're seeing how you want to see a new career unfold for you, it feels like by the second and third week you're really in a good position for that to happen. It feels like you either already have contacted people or are contacting people about your job. And about the third and fourth week here, there's two stones that represent career, and they both have the magic stone, the luck stone next to it.
That's good.
So yeah, it is a good sign. It's saying that you're very lucky and confident by the second, third week, and that registers, that sells. And even in this first week, as you start feeling yourself getting more and more in balance, because you do feel better now than you did, recently, you're getting some sort of like New Year's jolt of conviction, strength, determination, that sort of thing.
Yep.
So work on that. Let that work for you. Because by the fourth and fifth week, it brings up, third and fourth week brings up a lot of fresh ideas about job, career, and about publishing, whether it's a direct response back or you looking at other publishers, which is always a good thing to do, unless you have an exclusive submission deal. Now, by the fifth and sixth week, it feels like you're conquering a lot of the doubts and fears that you've had. So you can continue on from the 7th to the 12th week with even more conviction. The first couple weeks, have you really inspired? Have you getting a lot of good feedback and good things? I got a feeling you're going to get some a lot of information about both self-publishing, publishing on your own, contacting other publishers, and about your a lack of fear of getting a couple of rejection letters. You know, it's the nature of the beast. So prepare yourself. You know, just prepare yourself for it. But by the 7th to the 12th week here is when things really break out for you. And by the end of this three-month period, not only does it feel like you have a lot of success at your home, at your place, you work at your place, it feels like, or going to be doing more working at your place. So you have quite a lot of luck coming in that area. And beyond this three-month period, not only with the work you're doing, the career and so forth, but it feels like love takes a whole different a step up. Feels like you're in much more bliss and contentment than you've probably been in a while. So take this first week and a half or two to really look at yourself and be empowered by the decisions you've made rather than frustrated by the things that haven't worked yet, and let that inspire you to keep plugging along. Sometimes you have to go milk that cow four or five times before it starts working.
Absolutely.
Not a very good analogy, but that's what it kind of feels like. So don't be afraid to follow through.
Excellent.
Yeah, I hope that helps you. It's kind of short and sweet, but that's the first thing I'm picking up. You do have a lot of good luck for yourself coming in, though. Believe in it.
Oh, that's wonderful. I've put in a very solid foundation this last 10 years of what I believe and my path and my mission, what I've come back to do, and I haven't faltered from that. And so
good. It still exists. When you said foundation, that's exactly what I was talking about, the two stones, Saturn and the commitment stone next to luck. Your foundation's only going to improve. It only everything you've done before is still with you.
Okay.
So you're just adding to it. I hope that helps you, my dear.
That's been wonderful. Well, it's just confirmed what I knew to be true, so it's wonderful. Thank you so much, Gary.
Oh, good. Jan, do you have an animal totem? Don't say cow.
it's not a cow.
My apologies.
I saw two of them, and I feel like I recognize you, Candy, but I'll tell you what the last one was. It was elephant, and it says you have an insatiable hunger for knowledge and continually seek to understand things. You're at your best doing some kind of political or social work or otherwise being in a responsible position of public service.
Yes.
You have an innate capacity for drawing on ancient wisdom and communicating this wherever appropriate.
Right.
And once you set your mind to something, there's nothing that will stop you from obtaining it.
That's so true.
Right on. And
yeah.
It says, make a point to be of service in some way to the young, elderly, or those less fortunate than yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And don't let anything stand in the way of obtaining this goal that is so integral in your purpose.
Yeah.
So that...
I was going to say, I never do. Probably, Jan, where you recognize me is from my own radio program, which is Angel Healing House Radio.
Oh.
I think I do.
Yes, that's me.
Yes.
Ring the bell, my dear.
Healing House, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And also, I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, I'm just so excited. I'm like a little child wiggling because for the past 10 years, ever since I had my walk-in experience, I just follow the last thing God tells me to do, and it hasn't happened, of course, fast enough for our humanness, and this is the year of the visionary, so it's all unfolding in its own divine timing, but this is the year, like what Gary says, that, you know, the next 2 weeks, the next 3 or 4 weeks, the next 5 or 6 weeks, you know, and we're going to be really busy by this summer, all of us.
Good.
Clicking into place, so it's a very exciting time.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
I do have one more for you. Shall I go ahead with this one too?
Absolutely.
Okay. This is the turtle, and it says mother energy. And keywords are ancient knowledge, discrimination, meditation, and protection. One of the most ancient of symbols throughout the world, the turtle is seen to represent the planet. Its shell is curved like the heavens, rising over the flat plane of its body and the earth. and the turtle shells were used for divination in China, and in Native America, legend tells us how the first land grew on the turtle's back, becoming the whole earth, linked to lunar cycles and female energy. The turtle moves between water and land, reflecting the subtle energies of both realms. You are an old soul if the turtle is your totem. Well-grounded, you have a great respect for the earth and its natural rhythms. And anyway, it goes on, but it says, always work at a calm pace, and you appreciate and honor your creativity and work, and you are sensitive and compassionate, and read between the lines. Anyway,
beautiful.
That's what, yeah, it is. It's a beautiful totem.
Beautiful.
So
and,
anyway.
The ancients called that turtle Pachamama, which is, you know, that's so in line with the heartbeat of Mother Earth and working with the duality of the etheric realm, but always grounding that in the Mother Earth energy. So I thank you so much, everyone, for confirmation.
Well, thank
that
you,
you've
Candy,
given me
and success to your radio show. It sounds wonderful.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful 2014, everyone. Take care.
You too, Candy. Thanks
Bye.
A lot.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, moving on to Sue. You are on with Gary, Jan, and Linda. How are you today?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to see what you saw of my love life. Should I be patient, too, like the other caller?
We all learn that all the time, don't we?
Yes.
Whether we want to or not. Was this for me?
Yes.
Did
Gary.
You
want
to? Yes. Oh, okay. You want to? Let me give you a general reading. That'll cover you a lot of different issues over the next couple months. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. This is. I'm not sure you heard the other caller, but this is based on 16 stones, and I'm charging up and put your energy into them. And all you have to do is say drop, and I'll tell you what I'll see for the next couple months. Okay.
Okay. Drop.
You're ready to go. Okay. Well, don't be thrown off course by a lot of changes you've had going through your life, relationship issues, planning issues, and so forth, because it feels like, in spite of all these changes, it's bringing you a lot of good opportunity in the next couple of weeks, because I think what you're doing is you're letting go of a lot of clutter so that you can have a lot more emotional freedom, freedom to visualize, freedom to make good decisions, and making very empowering decisions. So everything seems a little confusing right now. It's really like opening up the windows, giving you more options rather than fewer, letting you see things from different points of view. So you can sort of repackage yourself here in the next week and a half or two with probably more conviction than you felt in a while, because you're letting go of a lot of the doubts and fears you have, and that's always a liberating process. And as we were talking about, it's always a matter of patience. We can't change overnight. You don't learn a piano scale one day and end up in Carnegie Hall the next. It's a process. But as you go through this first couple of weeks, you're going to find out by the third and fourth week that not only with communication techniques, plans around your environment, and visualization, seeing where you want to go, with both love, career, and place, it's going to make a lot of turnarounds for you. So there's things coming into play by the fourth and fifth week here that are going to help you think long-term. It's not kind of patch up what's broken and not just think around the next couple of days or week. It's starting to really feel a lot of long-term, how you want to see commitments, how you want to see plans, how you want to see your life unfold, and certainly how you've improved your whole foundation by letting go of some of the things that are almost like asking you to let go of, you know, that you can't solve things sometimes. The best thing to do is just let go and let God sort it out or address it later, you know, maybe tomorrow, maybe 3 weeks from now, maybe a year from now. But as you do this, from the fifth and sixth and seventh week here, you're going to have a completely fresh set of commitments with yourself, with purposefulness, and certainly with a lot less fear and doubt and confusion than you've had. And that's going to open a very lucky cycle for you from the ninth to the 12th week, where with direction, with relationships, and with luck, you're just going to, things are going to take off like you probably hadn't felt in a while. And beyond this three-month period, there's the life stone, which was laying outside the circle. And that is showing that a lot of the things you're learning in this three-month period are going to set up for, like, the next several, well, the next chapter of your life, the next several months or maybe year or so of your life, because you are sort of going through this completely cleaning out phase, regrouping phase, and reestablishing yourself phase. That's going to help with career, love, plans, decisions around the environment, and having a expansive things expand for you, good opportunities. And that's going to come, just the good opportunities and so forth in the first couple weeks. Now, that's short and sweet. I hope that makes sense to you, my dear.
All right. Well, thank you.
And Jan?
Okay.
Yes.
I sure do. I do. I'm trying to find it in here because it's a real unusual one, and I've never had it before. But I got another one before this, so I can talk about the first one.
Okay.
The first one is the giraffe, and that the giraffe came in immediately. And it says, keep your head up, have faith, trust your gut regarding the situation that you're dealing with right now. And you'll have to reach a bit, but you will achieve your goal. Keep your eye on the possibility, and it's just on the horizon. It's better not to act too hastily in the situation and spend some time with friends and family. So that's what the giraffe is trying to tell you. And let's see. You have the gift of foresight, being able to see ahead through dreams, visions, ideas, and signs from the environment, and you're a very effective communicator. So that's all. That's really nice when you're trying to deal with new relationships and all that kind of stuff. Strike a balance between spirituality and the fact of living in the material world, and I think we're all trying to do that. And you're willing to stick your neck out if something appeals to you in spite of any risks. So I don't know if that one resonates with you, but I will go on to the next one. And I think this is just so exciting because when I don't usually see these, and then all of a sudden something new shows up and I go, wow, and it's the alligator. So take your time to digest what you're now learning rather than rushing ahead to pursue further education or gather more information. And you need to be very protective of your personal territory and assertive about setting boundaries. So I don't know if that could relate to what you're going through with this relationship too. And this is a time for renewal and new beginnings as you emerge from a dark period of your life. And be sure to gather all the facts and look at the situation from all sides before making any decisions. So that's basically what that means. Says, does that feel right to you in any way? Can that help you?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Oh, good.
Wow, Sue. Some wonderful advice from two wonderful people. Thank you
for
calling in.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Sue.
Okay, we're going to go on to the next one. And Lauren, you're on with Gary and Jan and Linda.
Hi, Gary, Jan, and Linda. How are you?
Hi, Lauren, good. Lauren, and Lauren. I'm kidding you, girl.
Oh, gosh.
How can we help you today, Lauren?
Well, I have some questions about, like, the love life and the career, and I'm writing a book. It's, like, all in my head, but it's just a matter of getting it on the paper.
It is a matter of getting it onto paper because as a musician my whole life and a psychic and the last 15 years as a writer, everybody has ideas in their head, whether it's a musical piece or a story, but you have to get it into a format where it'll translate to somebody else. So as far as writing, start writing.
Okay.
Once you start, you have a page that can be edited. Until you start, you have nothing to be edited. So start anywhere. It's better not starting at all. If you have an idea of what you want to write, you want to outline it, fine. But start writing. That's the best thing. I learned to write in Europe. Actually, I was in Greenland for 2 months, ran out of books to read. They were all, I took 8 books in English and read them all in the first week and a half because there's nothing to do except freeze in the middle of winter and play music. And so I ran out of books to read and started writing my own. And that got me into writing just by a sort of pure coincidence being stuck in Greenland for 2 months playing music. So, yeah, start writing. That's the most important thing. And what was your other question?
About love and career. There's a guy that's been driving me nuts for years.
Well, if he drives you nuts for years and you don't like it, don't be a victim. Don't be a target, you know. If he drives you, did you mean that in that sort of way, like bothering you, correct?
Oh, no. Not bothering me.
Okay, driving you nuts in the fact that you'd like to be with him.
Yes, that way.
Okay. Well, the thing I'm feeling is that you have to kind of let go of your fears of not being connected with this person and let the natural process take over. Because as you feel more relaxed, more confident, and you bring up your own lovability, desirability, as you lift that up, you make yourself more the prize to be won than the girl that's wishing. Do you see what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying?
Yes.
And that you have power over. You don't have power over other people. But you always have power over yourself. You always have power over how you interpret the situation. And I would really suggest you reassessing yourself, just like I suggest with the writing. You can't edit
mm-hmm.
you get a blank page. You can't sell yourself until you 100% believe in yourself. And then you don't have to sell yourself. Then people are coming to buy. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes,
and
more than ever.
You start thinking of yourself in that way, and you're going to take all these fears and these doubts and this loneliness and this when's he going to love me? You sweep all that into the closet and allow yourself to love yourself enough such that your light becomes irresistible. And I have a feeling in the next couple of weeks you're going to really focus more and more on that, and that's going to bring you probably a little more attention, whether it's from him or other people, than you used to. So try that out. It's really going to work for you. Try it. You got nothing to lose. That makes sense to you, girl?
Yes, a lot.
Good. I'm passing
all right.
On to
folks. Jan?
Yes, Lauren. And as far as I agree so much about the writing, because I'm a writer too, and it's just so fun and cool to do it. And anyway, this animal just came in, and it was like flipping all over the place. Excuse me. And I know it was like, what? And I couldn't figure out what it was at first, but it was like flipping itself. And there was water, and then I could see that it was a sea lion. And sea lion says, "Your creative imagination is active and fertile right now, so keep a journal nearby and write in it every day." So there you go. Keep writing every day. Your dreams will be very clear and vivid, so pay close attention to them for any messages from your subconscious. The cycle of challenges and hardship is complete, and you're now moving into a time of plenty and abundance. Although it's an emotional time. Oh, yeah. And although it's an emotional time for you, you're quite comfortable experiencing these feelings while at the same time staying grounded. So this is a time to stay attuned to your natural rhythms, such as sleeping when you're tired, eating when you're hungry, and exercising when you feel the urge to do so. So it's telling you to, you know, take care of yourself is really well also while you're going through, while you're doing this. And it says to keep writing every day. So you're getting you're getting that advice for sure from both of us.
Okay.
Wow.
Cool.
That's stereo
that's
writing
great.
Advice, girl.
That's great, Lauren, and we hope to see some of your published works. Okay.
Amen.
All right. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Everybody be
day,
sure
Lauren.
To follow Psychics Gone Wild here on Blog Talk Radio. Click that follow button up in the corner of your screen. Also visit www.psychicsgonewild.com. And Jethro has his own site at www.jethrosmith.net. And, of course, Gary Wimmer. You can reach him at garywimmer.com/psychic. And Jan Drake, she has her own email, Jan Did you want to share all of your email information? I'm going to pick out a song for us to take a break.
Okay. JANDRAKE007@hotmail.com.
Ooh, fabulous. Well, Jan, you're pretty much familiar with my songs. Do you think I should do one that's electronica, dubstep, or maybe the party ship?
Ah, the party ship.
The party ship it is. All right, everybody. Get ready to dance aboard the party ship. This is one of my original songs, and you can get a hold of me at continuumx@frontier.com, C-N-T-N-U-U-M-X at frontier.com. You can get $1 digital downloads of each song or six for $5, or I also have my music available on CDs in the days to come. You can hear more of that. That will be coming up. In the meantime, before we take more callers, Gary, would you like to share a little bit about what you do and all about your books?
Okay, well, what I do is basically I started giving readings in the early 1972, 3 area about then. Got curious about psychic ability in the late 60s. In 1977, I had a very interesting and phenomenal and experience, a near-death experience. I wrote a book about it called The Second Eternity. Most amazing, incredible, enlightening experience I've ever had and probably that anybody could ever have. If you folks are interested, you'd find it quite a page-turner. It's true. It has police records in it and so forth. It was rather a public scene. You can find that by Googling A Second in Eternity. In 1980, I met a lady who did a reading for me using lithomancy, which is she taught me, and then I started using it in 1980. It became my main method. In fact, I used lithomancy and just regular playing cards and then just natural intuition, which, of course, we all have. In about 2000, I was curious how other people did readings using lithomancy, using stones. Couldn't find anything written about it, so I wrote a book called Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones. And for those of y'all want to know how it's spelled, it's L-I-T-H-O-M-A-N-C-Y. So you can check out my books, A Second Eternity, Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones. You can find out about me through Psychics Gone Wild. Go to Gary Wimmer, or you can go to GaryWimmer.com, GaryWimmer.com/psychic. If you get to Gary Wimmer, you'll just get on my homepage, click on my psychic link, and you can always just Google Gary Wimmer. You'll find me. And enjoy being on the show with both you fine ladies. And that's about the end of my three-minute spiel. Thank you.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you, Gary. Jan, how about you? How did you get started with the animal totems? I know you're so in tune with animals anyway.
Well, I really didn't know much about it, and I had a couple dreams years ago that came up when I had this dream of this big butterfly, and when we had an earthquake in Vegas, and my mom was ill and in her bed, and I woke up, and I mean, I wasn't awake, and I'm sorry, I was asleep, and I was sleepwalking and following this big butterfly, and it took me almost to my mom's room, and then I woke up and realized we were in the middle of an earthquake. And I knew then that there were animals, and I started to read up on it. And then I had another dream several years later of a tiger, and I was going through a very bad health problem. And I asked somebody about this, and they said this tiger was a protector and was there a go-between between this world and the next, and you weren't ready to go yet. So I knew that I was involved with animals, and I'd grown up with a lot of animals anyway. We always had tons of animals, and I had alligators too, little tiny ones. But it wasn't until later on in life that I started to, you know, get more involved with the psychic world, and I got on the show here. I mean, got in the group here of Psychics Gone Wild and started taking class with Jethro Smith, the owner and creator of it, and taking your shows and learning from you, Linda, also my mm-hmm. other teacher.
and started
to learn more about opening up my intuition and the intuitive realm. And I was practicing, which I'm still doing now, on readings. And I do that off air for people. And the animals were coming through every reading. Every reading that I would work on, and that's through meditation for me, I would see an animal. And, you know, it's just kind of interesting, and I started to really notice that. And then on a show with Amy Kavanaugh, my very first one, this animal came through while I was doing these angel card readings, and she hopped on it. She read it, and she said, wow, you know, and from then on, that's what I have been doing. We decided that I was going to be an animal reader, and that's what I've been doing. And it just sort of all came together without me really having to, you know, work hard at it. It just came through, you know. And so I guess that it sort of chose me, I would say.
I'm fabulous. Both
yeah,
of you are, you're utilizing parts of nature. And that's probably one of the most spiritual things I think we can do, is to connect with nature, whether it's animals or whether it's the stones. It's fabulous. And I so appreciate what you two do for everyone. But shall we get back on to taking our callers?
Yeah,
thank you, Linda,
nature,
very much.
As far as nature, I always say if you want to see God, look at nature.
Absolutely, I agree.
Oh, for sure.
Right there before your eyes.
Mm-hmm. It's in the skies. It's in the water. It's in the animals,
Amen.
The birds, the fish. It's in the stones, and even
it's
the rocks will cry out. Right, Gary?
That's right.
Okay, we're going to start rolling on with the calls here. Rosemary, welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. You're on with Gary, Jan, and Linda.
Hi, how are you?
Great.
What can we do for you?
I'm like the last caller, like the last question. How much more patience do I have to have for a relationship or any communication in my life?
Well, I will kind of remember what I told the last caller. Patience is a part of it. Seeing yourself in love is part of it. Seeing yourself as beautiful. Seeing yourself as a prize to be won. We never have an idea of what tomorrow could bring. as far as miracles. We always know tomorrow can bring a train wreck and tragedy and all kinds of bad stuff, but we sometimes forget that it can bring a miracle too. It can bring a radical change in everything. So think that way. That's the best ammunition you have in life, or the best preparation you have in life, is preparing yourself for good things to happen. You know, so that's at the core of everything. Now, if you want to, I'll do a stone reading for you, and that'll probably have a lot of things to do about love and relationships, because it always seems to come up, especially with you ladies, because you all are very complex about that. To your compliment. So if you want to, whenever you want to say drop, my dear, I'll tell you what I'll see for the next couple months.
You can drop.
Okay. Well, there have been things about love that you've been processing. It's right at the top, the love stone. Part of it's looking back, and that's great. Looking back is great for knowing how you want to lead going to the future, what you need to let go of, what you need to correct. And part of that is the process you're going through here in the first week or two. Still kind of getting over some fears and doubts and wondering about if the future is going to bring you good things as opposed to the things you felt in the past, which were probably a little less maybe complex or a little less intense or that sort of thing. So you've got the magic stone right in the center and next to the life stone, and you've got Pluto up next to the love stone. So as you go through this first week or two, really see this love within yourself moving forward, not necessarily how it's been confusing and so forth, but how you're going to become empowered by it or in spite of it or because of it. Because as you go through this first week and a half or two, you're going to notice more and more of these things about yourself that you have to just, they're outdated beliefs in yourself. And so you might as well step up to the plate and be very positive about yourself, because that's what's going to get you not only feeling good about love, but feeling good about plans and feeling good about relationships and feeling good about how it fits into your place and gives you a free, whole new fresh sense of hopes and dreams and aspirations. And as you go through this, in spite of the changes you've been through that have been sort of rocky in some sort of ways, with the magic stone right in the center, this is the time to move forward and empower yourself. And by the second and third week as you go through this, fearlessly letting go of what's bringing you down so you can fill yourself up more and more with what makes you feel good and what you want to believe in and hopes for that miracle tomorrow instead of more confusion. As you go through that and reprogram yourself sort of, because that's where you want to go, by the second into the third week here, you're going to start feeling a lot more luck with yourself, and you're going to start feeling so much more in control of what's happening rather than feeling like everything's controlling you or ignoring you or not connecting with you. You're going to bring in what you can do on a very conscious, deliberate basis. And by the nothing's overnight. Maybe the decision to play the piano you can make in 5 minutes, but you still have to sit down and spend the time playing scales. So no matter what your hope and wish and dream is, usually we don't accomplish it overnight. It takes a little time. But I feel like with what's built up in you, you're so ready to release all this frustration, and it's time to do it. And as you go through it and do it fearlessly, which is the step toward your liberation, happiness, and love and relationships, by the third and fourth week here, you're going to realize, wow, I really have let go of a lot. And that's going to open up this thing for you as far as relationships, communication, emotions, bravery, expansion, willingness to take a risk, willingness to put yourself out there and not taking, if someone's not interested, that's fine and dandy. There's different shoes. There's different people. Everybody's different. So don't take it personal. Just, plow forward. We men have dealt with rejection our whole life because we have to. And women sometimes take it very, in a very intense way because y'all haven't had to deal with it near the degree we have. So we kind of blow it off. And sometimes that's good for y'all to pick up some of that. Take it lighter. It's not all a life and death situation. It's people. It's fun. It's spontaneity. And as you learn that, because the alternative is no fun, you're going to realize by the fifth and sixth and seventh week, you've put yourself with a lot of techniques that are helping you continue to feel inspired, liberated, empowered. And I wouldn't be surprised if you're going to get and find out good things about relationships here in the next 4, 5, 6 weeks. And by the 7th and 8th and 9th week, you're going to look back at sort of the predicaments you've seen yourself in or go through, and you're going to realize which ones are self-inflicted, and just you're going to change that routine, that with thinking, that disposition, and so forth. So you're going to have a more continuous feeling of empowerment, love, happiness, and creativity than you've probably had for a while. And it does feel like that's going to bring the right relationship into you sooner rather than later. Don't be afraid to let go of the weight of the sorrow, the disappointment, because only you can. I can tell you about it. But only you can do it. And once you lift it off, it's a lot easier than carrying it. And I feel like you can accomplish so much of that in the next week and a half or two because you're ready to. It's the time to do it. And once you start, just like writing a page, once you start one paragraph, then you have something to work on. You have something to add to. So build on it. And it's going to turn into an avalanche of confidence for you sooner rather than later. Don't be afraid to take the Pepsi challenge and come out a winner, my dear. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
I hope that helps you, girl. You can always listen back on the archives, and I talk kind of fast, so you can always listen back on the archives and download the show. Back to you two fine ladies.
All right, Jan. Yeah.
Yes, I'm trying to, the very first, I got two of them, and they're kind of closely related, so it's kind of strange. But the first one was really clear, and it was the lizard. Yeah, and that's kind of different. But anyway, pay close attention to your dreams, especially recurring themes and images, by keeping a dream journal and meditating on your dream meanings and their messages. The situation calls for quiet and stillness until it is time to make your move, and then you do. And you need to be quick and efficient about it. This is an especially sensitive time right now when you're acutely aware of sights, sounds, vibrations, so be extra careful about who and what you surround yourself with. And meditate and call upon a deep and ancient part of you, asking to be shown vision of your life path. Listen to your own intuition over anyone else's. So that's what the lizard is asking you to do right now for your life right now. Then I saw the water, and it went, and I saw this thing in the water, and I couldn't quite, and then it just sort of emerged, and it was a dragon. I love the dragon. And anyway, you're emerging into a new phase of your life, one where you'll be taking more risk and be more vulnerable, yet you are well protected. Do more of the kinds of activities that bring passion into your life. You have a past life connection to a time when earth-based spiritual practices were predominant. You're entering into a period of considerable prosperity. Spend some time regularly in meditation and contemplation, and you'll receive some valuable insights and inspiration. So that's what it is, and that is really good news, too. Does that feel good to you?
Yes. Cool.
Good.
All right.
Plow forward confidently, my dear.
Yeah, it's certain someone wakes up soon. Cool. Cool, I appreciate it.
All right.
God
good,
bless you.
Rosemary. We're going to put her back on hold, then we're going to buzz right on to Loopy. You're on with Gary and Jan and Linda. How are you? Loopy?
Hi, I'm her son or whatever. She's right now talking to my stepdad.
Okay.
But I want to ask
tell
about
you what,
my...
I'll put you guys back on hold, and we'll bring that one back on later. So we're going to go to Yvonne. Yvonne, hi. You're on with Gary, Jan, and Linda.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi, Yvonne.
Hi. Hello, everybody.
How
Hi.
Can we help
Doing
you,
great.
Yvonne? Good. I've also got a relationship question. Do you guys
Well, I'll repeat, consider the things about the last two readings because Again, you ladies are complex. Yeah. See yourself beautiful. See yourself as good and worthy and so forth. And, yes, I do see someone in the cards for you. I got a feeling you're it's not right there, but you're close in some way. I don't know if it's close in time or close in proximity, and it could be both. Are there people you're already interested in around you?
No.
Okay, well, it feels like there's people close for some reason. I think they're probably in your area as opposed to a long-distance relationship. And I think the main thing you have to do is make yourself available, but in a very pleasant way. First of all, everything is a matter of experience and trial and error and putting your best foot out there. There's no guarantee that we're even going to be here tomorrow. And that's just a fact. There is no guarantee. But if we think creatively and inspired, chances are we will be here, and chances are things will work more favorably for us. And I have a feeling what you're going through right now is like renewing your own satisfaction with yourself, and that allows you to extend that to other people. I also feel like it's a good time for you to like I've said, make yourself available. Get out there, meet people, go to meetups. And if you see someone you're interested in, go up and say hello. The lady I'm with right now is the love of my life. She introduced herself to me 6 years ago, gave me the wrong damn phone number. 6 months later, I saw her again. She gave me the right phone number. It was an accident, but then she moved out of town for a while and was going through a real don't want to be involved with anybody. And I kept interest in her, and finally we ended up living together about 2 years ago. And she introduced herself to me. So don't be afraid of going up and saying hello to someone. It doesn't make you an easy mark. And if someone's that much of a jerk to think that, well, they're stupid. Don't worry about them. Just go on to the next, you know. Be brave. Consider it a challenge. Be confident. Because that you have control over. You don't have the control over anybody else. But as you do that, it's going to really bring you into, like I was feeling, this whole new feeling about yourself. And there is people around you. Close, somewhere in your city, in your area that you could connect with. I feel soulmates around there. Don't be afraid to be out there and meet them. They can't find you if you're not out there. You know,
that's
don't
right.
Be afraid to, yeah, don't be afraid to internet date too. In today's modern world, it's efficient, it's safe, and you got nothing to lose. Okay,
absolutely. Right.
I hope that helps you, girl. That's what I felt.
Oh yeah. I'll appreciate it. Sounds good to me.
Back to you,
and
two ladies.
Dan?
Yes. There's a few, and so I'm trying to get this one that I'm getting the most unusual animals today that I have never gotten before in my life. And so
maybe
it's very,
it's me.
I think people give for sure. You're adding into the mix, I might be picking up on your animals, and they're coming through too. And but anyway, let me see if I can just get it going here. It's darn it. Okay, the first one I got was the bee, and so let's see. I hate it when I can't get okay. B, it's time to get organized and get to work on that idea that you want to implement and develop. This is not, they don't touch upon relationships, but it's coming in very clearly here. Approach your projects with commitment, diligence, and dedication, and you'll succeed beyond your wildest expectations. Involve several others in a cooperative and life-affirming venture. One in which everyone who participates will benefit, and if possible, one that includes the entire community. So take time to appreciate and enjoy the sweetness of life, and this is a very fertile time for you physically and creatively, one where you can bring your ideas into fruition. This is a very productive cycle for you, so stay with whatever you're working on and there will be a favorable outcome. And I'm sorry that didn't really touch upon the relationship, but it touches upon what you might be doing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so the other one that I saw, too, was I saw a dragonfly. I also saw a few more. You've got a whole bunch of them, really. So you've got that's cool. You got a lot of them working for you. And that's how I look at it. They come around and they're guiding you and giving you, you know, information. And it says, be on the lookout for any falsehoods, deceit, or illusions that could be clouding a current situation or relationship. And this is a time when the magic and mystery of life is reawakening for you. So recharge your psychic energy and do this by meditating regularly. More than simply a change, you're going through a major transformation. So enjoy this process. So that's really cool.
Oh, yeah.
That is.
It's like fun.
Yeah.
Hopefully that helps you, Yvonne.
Yeah. Sounds good. It's positive. It's a good thing.
And
yeah,
Yvonne,
right.
As she said, Yvonne, meditation is important. It allows you to be calm, cool, collected, and allows more of the universe's help to come through and inspire you. So it's a good habit. It really is.
Yes.
Very empowering.
Yes. Well, I appreciate all you guys' thoughts, and I'm going to see what happens.
Good. Well, make it happen. Make it happen.
Yeah, I will.
God
you guys
bless.
Have a great week. God bless you guys. And happy New Year.
Have a great one, Yvonne.
Thanks, Yvonne.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to put you back on hold and go to the next one. We've got time for two more callers, but first we're taking Kier. Kier, you're on Psychics Gone Wild with Gary, Jan, and Linda. How are you, and what can we do for you?
I'm fine. How are you guys?
Great.
We're doing pretty well, Pierre.
That's good. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. How can we help you?
I've been on the intuitive path for like a while now, and I'm also taking like this course, but also like kind of struggling with it. And if you guys have any insights on that.
You're struggling with a course on what?
Just period, like just struggling, like feeling like lazy, not wanting to like do it basically.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, I'm charging these 16 stones up. I'll address that and some other issues and probably be able to shed some light on some things. And all you have to say, Pierre, is drop whenever it feels right to you. Just say drop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Whenever you say drop.
Drop.
Okay. Well, you're going through a cycle right now that's going to... Pluto's right in the center, so it's showing you're letting go a lot of your past doubts and so forth. You've had good things in the past, and you can bring them back in the future, but by the magic stone, the moonstone, and Neptune here up at the top, that's showing you to start having fresh visions. Take the best part of the visions in the past and replant those seeds, and where you need new seeds, create them in your own head, your own mind, see where you want to go. Don't focus too much on the problem. You feel unenthusiastic and maybe depressed and anxiety-ridden or so forth. Start figuring out where you want to go. Now, I know I'm bipolar. I found out in 2000, well, actually, I found out in 1997, but didn't actually believe it till 2001. And I don't take medication. I just see it as something that's a challenge, and I've managed to turn around. I don't suggest other people, you know, follow your doctor's advice. But I know from my psyche that what I went through in 1977, I can conquer anything. And that's the sort of feeling that you want to bring back into your life, because you have a lot of intuitive ability. You have a lot of psychic ability. You have a good feeling of love. You have a really good heart. So let it come to the surface. Not everything that's screwing with you, don't belabor the obvious, so to speak. See where you want to go. Let the obvious be the launching pad to where you want to go. And as you do that in the next couple of days and week or so forth, you're going to see yourself looking more and more toward the future and where you want to be than feeling this sort of tied up weight heaviness on you. And by the third and fourth week, you're getting a lot of good direction, including things about place, whether it's plans or where you work, all sorts of things about place feel more powerful to you. By the fifth and sixth week here, it feels like your ideas about love and relationships, your worthiness and how you feel about it are coming back into play quite well. So with this rebirth of feelings about love, it's going to bring you a lot of very good surprises here from the 7th and 8th and 9th week on that are going to really, really bring a lucky cycle to you. It's almost like all you have to do is pull the plug on the bathtub and let the old water out so new water gets in. Really, I mean, it almost feels that way because you've been processing the good, bad, and the ugly about as much as you can. So let go of the bad and ugly. Let go of the bad and ugly. Let the good come in. Let that be the, you know, okay, well, that stinks and this hurts, so what I'm left with? Well, the nice-smelling roses. And work on that. Because by the end of this three-month period, with your determination and your strength, you're going to not only turn this little cycle around sooner rather than later, but you're going to come out toward the end of this three-month period with a lot of refueled ambition, techniques on how to get there, good ability to make decisions, good feelings of confidence about love and relationships, and it's really going to start a lucky cycle for you that's going to go on for a while. Don't be afraid of winning, as Charlie Sheen would say. really, that's what I'm feeling in a nutshell, brother. So let go of the bad and ugly. Let the good be the focus. That's where you want to go. Concentrate on that.
Okay.
It'll work for you, man. You've processed the rest enough.
Okay. Thank you.
Hope that
really
helped you, brother.
That. It really did.
Mm-hmm. Good. Turn
Dan?
It over to you, Lee.
Yes, I do. And I completely agree, Gary. And from what I was seeing here was I truly was seeing this. And I saw this butterfly underneath this rug, and it was trying so hard to get out. It's like this rug was on top of it, and its wings are fluttering and trying so hard to get out underneath this rug. It's sort of getting squished.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm wondering if that's how you're feeling right now. So transformation is the big word for butterfly. And then the other words are inspiration, courage, visionary, joy, color, and dance. And it says, you understand that life is a colorful dance of joy that one should not take too seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And you accept that personal change is a vital, never-ending cycle and part of your growth as a human being. You know that life You know where you are in life and tend not to worry, but you are fully present in the moment. And the butterfly is the creature of the air and is associated with the power of thought. It's a very powerful tool and has many changes that life inevitably brings. As you know, you are ready to make changes. That's the main thing. You are open to them when they come, and they are, and it's a must that you do change.
Mm-hmm.
And you may like to wear colorful clothing and to dance.
Mm-hmm.
It also says, if you feel stuck, perhaps you need to change your attitude. It could be that you are getting ahead of yourself, and maybe you need to look at things differently or lighten up and get ready for that change. So you can identify what part of the cycle you're in so that you can take courage and figure out what you need to do next. And you may wish to find some private time to dance to music that really moves you or even join a dance class and take special notes of color, too, because that's part of the butterfly's totem is our colors and getting more in around colors. Having a lot of color around you would be a good positive thing for you, actually.
Okay.
And so, anyway, that's mostly what it says. So, the butterfly is a very positive totem. It's going to help you come out of that if you're feeling underneath the rug. You know, it's going to help you come out of it. And it, and to transform into, you know, it's there for transformation. It sounds like you are ready to do that.
Yes,
and so keep right on. So just keep that going in your mind and in your spiritual vision that that is what you're going to be doing. And
okay.
It will start to manifest for you. Have faith in it. Yeah.
Jan, you mentioned transformation three times. That's exactly Pluto right here in the center of this. So, yes, it is time.
Oh, really?
And you can do it. Yeah, it's transformation. That's exactly right on the target. And you can do that faster than you think, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Allow yourself to be there. Quit holding yourself back. Okay?
Yep. Yep. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
God bless you, brother.
Thank you, Pierre.
God bless you, too. Thank you.
And our last call today is coming from Glennis. Hi, Glennis. You're on with Gary, Jan, and Linda.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you all this evening there, but it's morning in Australia.
All right.
Oh,
cool. So we're talking to you from tomorrow?
You are.
You
know that there's a tomorrow because I'm in it. Exactly. Yes.
The future has landed, folks.
Exactly. There you go. You know that there is a future. I would like, if I may, to see what's coming, you don't mind.
Okay, Glennis, I'll do a 3-month reading for you, cover on some basic issues, and when I do this in like 3 to 4 minutes, I call it 3 months in 3 minutes, which is about 15 to 20 seconds a week, so I cannot hit a whole lot of detail, kind of in general, but it'll cover a lot of issues, and all you have to do, whenever you want to, is say drop, my dear.
Drop.
There you go. All right. There are some things about commitments and so forth that you are also letting go of, changing about, transforming about, which is going to free you up emotionally fairly quicker so you can actually make really good decisions about place, about love, about future commitments or direction. So don't be afraid to complete this transformation. It feels like it's so connected to love and place and stability and so forth that the little details about what there is to let go of and what you're going to pick up and replace it with are too many for me to name. But as you go through the second and third week here, you're going to feel this all sort of consolidating your base, your principles, your feelings about love and place. And sure enough, by the third and fourth week here, second, third week here, you feel much more emotionally empowered. By the third and fourth week here, things are lined up. You've made this new commitment to yourself. You've got a new sense of power and conviction. And the link between place, commitment, relationships, and that all that sort of thing is the circle is recreated again. It's smooth. Things are feeling very refreshed for you. You feel like you're moving into the new year, maybe a little bit later than you wanted, but with a lot of power, a lot of conviction, a lot of strength, and also a lot of flexibility, a lot of fresh changes for you that are not threatening. They're inspiring for you. They're helping you continue to break out of the box and so forth. And so by the fifth and sixth week, you come out a different person than you've been to your benefit. Very liberating experience for you. And by the sixth and seventh and eighth week here, you've got the luck stone pointing toward Venus, Neptune, and Mercury. So there's good decisions about plans in the future, about relationships, and you're going to recognize by the sixth and seventh week here the decisions you've made to bring this about and how you can continue to think along those lines of continuing to see yourself like refreshed every time you feel these little, your demons screwing with you. Just put them in the closet, slam the door, and grab your angels, that sort of thing. Recreate yourself. And from the 9th to the 12th week, you have Jupiter ruling and the magic stone, which means really a lot of good things are going to come out of this because you basically want clarity, resolution, and continuity in things in your life. And that will come into play. Not overnight, but you're on the way, my dear. And I'm going to hand it over to Sister Jan.
Sounds fabulous. Thank you.
Hi, Jan. I see water, and maybe that's because it's Australia. But I haven't gotten this totem except for one time, And it's funny, and I see fairies all over the place too. And so I don't know if you if you're into fairies, but I see them. They're like,
I am.
Oh,
I am. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And but this is the seahorse, and it says, "You're being called upon to sacrifice your own needs at this time to be in service to another person or cause. This is a good time to experiment switching gender roles, doing things that you ordinarily think of as belonging to the domain of the opposite sex. So volunteer some of your time to service organization. And you're about to go on a quest or spiritual pilgrimage of some sort, so prepare yourself by being open to the opportunity when it surfaces." This is a very, to me, intense animal, and I think it's really honorable. Well, I think they all are, you know. Not one is better than the other, but it's just an unusual one. And it says you're good at blending with your environment and not being seen if you don't want to be. You have a gentle strength and serenity about you and strike a balance with all the energies, the masculine and the feminine energies. You have an unusual physical structure and distinctive feature that are quite attractive to most people. You are very gracious, polite, and courteous to all those in your life and those you come across. And that's what the seahorse represented. And I don't know if that shows up for you in any way, but I did see a lot of water, and I was seeing different fish and different animals, and this one just came out a little bit more, so
I'm in a rural area, but I'm quite close to the, so you would see, because it's very close, like 15 minutes.
Oh, good.
And the seahorse, that sounds lovely, is in tune with me. Yes, it's lovely.
I'm so glad. And then the fairies all around you,
and
too,
the fairies, yes.
Yeah.
And Gary hit it on the head beautifully, too, because, you know, we're a house for sale, so we'll be, and we're building, and there's commitment into saving, so this can be done, and me not spending. So, yeah, the whole lot of it falls in line beautifully, so thank you very much.
Well, thank
you. You too,
Glenna.
My dear. You have a
love
good evening.
Love your accent, too.
Thank you.
Well,
thank
we're
you.
Down to about 2 minutes left, so let's start with Gary and tell everybody how they can get a hold of you.
Well, of course, they can go to get a hold of me on psychicsgonewild.com, along with Sister Jan, or you can Google GaryWimmer, and you'll find me, or go to GaryWimmer.com/psychic, and if you want to email me, GaryWimmer.com. I've got a special I put in the chat room a little bit. For those of y'all that aren't in the chat room, you can email me. I'll email you the link back. And a pleasure to be with both you ladies tonight. God bless you. Thank you. And Happy New Year to both of y'all.
Oh, bless you. And Happy
you,
New
Gary.
Year to you as well. And Jan, you are at Jan Drake, JANDRAKE007 at hotmail.com, right?
Yes, thank you.
You can also find Jan on Psychics Gone Wild site. Find Psychics Gone Wild also on Facebook. And we're getting the 60 seconds from the director, so I just want to say to everybody, thank you for tuning in. And we do ask that you follow us here on Blog Talk, because Psychics Gone Wild will go right to your inbox to let you know when we're going to be on next. And also, we've got shows on every day of the week, so be sure to listen up and listen in, tune in, call in, and get your wild on. I'm Linda Irwin, sitting in for Jethro Smith. All of the information to contact is in the episode description. Until next time, let's go Psychics Gone Wild. Good night, everyone.
Good night. God bless.
Good night.